Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Where do you think our water comes from? Like, you go to the tap and you turn on the water. How does that get to your house?
Well, I know Spokane has a wonderful, robust aquifer, and some magic happens between my house and the aquifer.
Yeah, so it goes through some cleaning and purification and that kind of stuff. And sometimes it's stored up in a water tower. We want to talk about a Polish city of Poznan, and how do the residents there know if their water is clean enough to drink? Mm-hmm. Their best line of defense to protect the city from pollutants and contaminants are 8 clams.
I feel like that is not a very robust system of security, but I will wait to hear before I judge.
Here's the thing. Clams are super sensitive about contaminants in the water, and it might get through some testing, but it would not get past the clams. So here's this really cool thing. What they do is they harvest these little guys and they put them in an area to acclimatize them. So they get used to the city water.
Because where does their water come from?
Their river that they're getting their water from, I mean, there are people upstream, right? It's very populated. And
so
what's cool is when water is clean and it's coming through, clams, they open up to feed. And you can, you know, if you've ever seen that like an aquarium or something, the shell is open just enough that it can siphon water through, because that's how they're going to grab food and things out of the water.
Yeah.
Well, clams can filter 1.5 liters of water in an hour. And if the water isn't good, or if it's dirty or silty, they will close and wait. Well, okay. So you got a scientist, he's got his clams. They figure out how far does this clam normally open? And then they build these sensors that they glue to the clam. So imagine you've got like a fish tank sort of thing with a clear, it's almost like a table with little divots so you can set the clams in them. And then they glue a glob of like epoxy to the top of the clam shell. It's got a big spring that sticks out over the top of the clam. And there's a sensor. And if the clam closes, it closes a circuit and it alerts the plant that there's something going on. Now, but here's the funny thing. The reason why they use 8 clams is because sometimes they close to take a nap. You can't have clam number one taking a snooze and the whole plant freaks out. There's still an alarm. There would be an alert and you'd be like, oh no, it's snoozy clam number one. It's okay. But here's the amazing thing. If 4 clams close at the same time, boop, 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 they all close, automatically shuts down and stops the flow of water to the public.
Wow. A state-of-the-art clam calibrated aquatic system.
Exactly. Oh, and this is, I love this. So there is a retirement plan. So after about 3 months, the clams are marked on their shell and returned to the wild, and new clams are harvested and trained to check the city's water.
Wow. I presume that they take the sensor off the shell then.
Yes. They don't send them out there into the world with this giant. I mean, it makes them look like a little clam tank, because there's this big thing coming off the top. And I will definitely post pictures.
This makes me so happy, because for all of our modern technology, there are still some things that are, well, this is not really simple, but the clam is very simple.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I love that. Technology and nature working together.
Hand in hand.
So cute, too. I love the clams nap. I did not know clams napped.
Well, that was what I was thinking. When I first looked into this, I thought, well, what happens if somebody closes just for, you know, whatevs?
I wonder how often they have a 4 clam day.
You know, I imagine that's not something you're shouting out to everybody.
Well, that's true. You don't share those stats unless there's a government inquiry of some sort.
Yeah. You know, you're like, I can just imagine he's coming home from work and, oh, it was a 4 clam day.
I really love that very much. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Therese and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.